Yeah. I SBR'd a couple of lower receivers, and of course we just used the number that was on them because we didn't have I didn't manufacture it. Although I'll tell you, I came into a particular. I'm going to be a little nebulous about this conversation, but I came into a particular piece of history that I wanted to keep. It's long gone, and I have no idea what happened. But in order for me to do it, I was going to go. Nodak Spud was making some 80%ers, and they were making them in the receivers in that 60s design. So I could get the actual, physical design in an 80%, so I could serialize it myself. And I was going to machine the final 80%. And then since I'd be, since it'd be manufactured, I'd have to assign a number. I would assign it the exact number that was on the piece that I couldn't have, the forbidden fruit. And I was going to assemble everything else and I was going to mark it. I was going to take it in somewhere and have the markings identical to the piece, the forbidden fruit. And everything would be identical except for, even the serial number I'd have identical because it'd be manufactured. I could use any serial number I want. So I would, in essence, I would take the forbidden fruit and build it on a identical lower because I built it myself. And that all fell through, and the piece just got destroyed. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.